The basic recipe is oats soaked overnight and then added yogurt and quark, lemon juice, a pear sweetener, fruit, grated nuts on top.
Mary Scheinost describes the traditional recipe for muesli, the Swiss dish that is today served up for breakfast the world over. Muesli was invented by Dr. Maximilian Bircher-Benner in Zurich. Exactly 100 years ago this month, Bircher-Benner opened a health clinic which promoted a diet of raw vegetables and fruit, plenty of exercise, and light therapy. He named what would become a hugely successful clinic Living Force. Scheinost was a nurse at Living Force for more than 20 years and is back to visit the building for the first time since it closed down 10 years ago. It's now a development and reception center for Zurich Financial Services, but there are still a few mementos left of the Bircher-Benner period.
This is the Bircher raffle, you know, for apples.
Did you become a fan of Bircher muesli?
Oh, yes. Well, completely. I mean, I'm like 95% vegetarian. I have my salads every day, fruit, yes.
Zurich University, which houses the Bircher-Benner archive, is using the Bircher-Benner anniversary to highlight the fact that holistic healing is not a modern trend in the industrialized world, and we can still learn from the man who was considered a quack in his day. Naomi Rogers, a professor of the history of medicine at Yale University, who's come to Zurich to lecture on the theme, says Bircher-Benner was among a handful of holistic health pioneers.
They developed a whole notion of the body that was a deliberate critique of modern medicine at the time, around 1900, and also modern eating. For them, it was part of the same package. Why were people sickly? Why did people need so many drugs? Why did doctors do so well in prescribing? Why did pharmacies do so well? It had to do with a poor relationship between men, women, and their environment. And Bircher-Benner certainly comes out of that kind of movement as well.
The common diet of city dwellers in the late 19th century was heavy on meat and low on vegetables, and no one dared eat uncooked food. But Bircher-Benner believed cooking killed the goodness in vegetables, which he called the sun's energy, and he didn't see any nutritional value in meat.
Certainly vegetarianism was a very strong component of many alternative nutrition plans, but there was also simply a concern of poor food, and the argument was that this should be beyond class, that it should be something that rich and poor can do, and the argument was if you simply look in the woods and you look in the mountains, you see that people who have very little are eating very nutritiously. I think that there was a lot of romanticism actually about this, but still, this was sort of the romanticized model.
Hi, Daddy, how are you?
Good to see you.
Mary Scheinost greets former patient Dan Rubinstein at the opening ceremony of the Bircher-Benner anniversary celebration. There are hundreds of former staff members and patients at the event, all with fond memories of their former workplace or the clinic where they were healed. As Rubinstein explains, the patients included many famous people through the decades, like Thomas Mann and Yehudi Menuhin.
Did it help being here?
As you see, I'm walking. Yes, for sure. Yehudi Menuhin said at the time, I was born three times. Once with my mother, the second when I became well and better here, and then when I started to paint in the clinic here. And I started to draw and paint. And since then, there is a painter as well, in me.
Rubinstein spent 1 year at the clinic in the 1960s. He was taken in on a stretcher, suffering from a rare inflammatory disease of the joints called Morbus Bechterew. Rubinstein left the clinic under his own steam and still follows the simple Bircher-Benner regime. As part of his therapy, he learned how to paint and went on to become a professional artist.
You can call it vegetarian. It's a simple thing. It starts in your mind, and it goes through your stomach. My activities in this respect, my painting, of course, expresses a lot. And there is a philosophy. Be close as much as possible to nature.